doing something illegal.
Blog Talk Radio.
Fellow Americans, it is with the utmost pride and sincerity that I present this recording as a living testament and recollection of history in the making during our generation.
Allow me to reintroduce myself. My name is...
What? My name is...
Dr. Drake.
Yeah. Yeah.
Sir Robert Fortune.
Okay, we get it. Start the show.
All right.
Awesome. Yes, sir.
Gotta have the
chance. Ryan's laughing over here. Come on, man.
Come on, man. He left like 5 runners on base tonight. Sorry.
It is a little competition. Oh, man.
Come on, man.
Gentlemen.
I hate having to root for a cup.
Oh man, that's where the state of the game is. Again, gentlemen, it's good to see everyone. Welcome again to another edition of Talking Sports with 12th Man. We had a little break, but we are back. Initially, we are excited to get this party started, if you will. The year is flying by, the 13th day in the month of July. So, man, gentlemen, it's good to see you guys. Check in. You're missing an awesome uniform, JQ. I'm sporting the old Hank Aaron. Got the Braves classic hat, man. So definitely represented too, man. So, you know, hopefully you get a chance to do that as well, too. But let's check in with the crew. JQ, how you feeling, sir?
Oh man. I can't complain, man. I'm going to get on here in a second. I'm just dragging a little bit. I can't complain, man. You know, hanging out with the family and, you know, working a little crazy, but got 36 holes in on Saturday. Set a 94-95, which is good but not great for me. And, you know, ready to talk with sports with y'all.
What's up? Rob Ford, what's going on?
Okay, I'm feeling great, man. Had some mean collard greens last night and tonight, man. So my brother's feeling good.
That toilet ain't feeling good.
Sorry. Rob, I feel like you've got the secret government organization over there, too, man. What's going on, man? Where's all the light at, man? We can't even see you, bro. You all right?
Yeah. I'm in a hotel room, actually, here in Atlanta.
Okay.
That's a pretty shady hotel room here, man.
No. Really nice. I can't tell by the lighting, but I'm at the Renaissance, so, yeah, it's really nice, really hip.
So you're at the all Super right. 8 with Jeezy.
Don't get him in trouble, JQ. He's going to Magic City afterwards, man. So don't blow his cover, man.
Nope.
Oh man.
Well, that's just a little put on from Jeezy for you. That's just a little put on for you from Jeezy. That's all that was. There you go. Thank you. Somebody was with me.
Oh, I love it. I love it. You know I had to go that direction.
I can't figure out how to turn this lamp on my desk.
Oh, man. We got to help Rob. Gary Curtis, what's going on, fellas?
Yeah.
We
had a nice day today.
Oh, there it is.
And I made some people pretty excited. We're going to move from this house into an expensive place that has a lot of pretty women. Yeah.
Uh-oh.
I'm gonna try to make my life a little better by being in a place that I'm not trapped. And Gary's excited, and one of my caregivers is totally excited.
So on the south waterfront in Portland, on the Willamette River downtown, really high-end place. Curtis has secured a beautiful apartment with a city and river view that's to die for. And it's got this party room there that's almost like a Las Vegas-style VIP lounge in it.
Okay.
And once Curtis moves in here in a couple weeks, We're gonna throw a party, and when we do, I'll let you guys know ahead of time. This is something that I really, really want you guys to try and get to. You need help with your airline tickets, whatever you need, we'll make sure you get here. We just want you guys here.
Wow.
Because it's going to be a blast.
That's what I'm talking about.
Okay, okay. First class on Gary. Let's go.
Let's do it.
Let's do it.
During the week, as always, but let's have some fun. That's all I got from me. But, man, we appreciate that. That's good to hear. Curtis, we're happy for the move. And we can't wait to see the new digs and little things like that for sure. Cannot wait for that party. Absolutely.
Gary promised some first-class tickets, man. Check them out.
Hey, Rob, not for you, Big Bucks. Not for you. Not for you, Big Bucks.
Yeah, you
find your. Oh, man.
Yeah,
hey,
Rob,
you
that was fun.
You
yeah,
must
you
have seen JQ's bank account. He dropped $15,000, $20,000 at All-Star Weekend every year. Live.
That's right. JQ be
full-blown live.
Yeah.
Look at
man.
That. Five.
Yeah.
That's why
we are having
so long
fun.
To try to call, man. He out there in Denver hanging out, got his Reds hat on out there in Denver.
See, you see that messed up kitchen behind me? That ain't nothing but a regular house player.
That's the backdrop,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, exactly.
Kitchen, man.
You know you didn't rent out a suite somewhere out there in Denver.
Well, you know,
no,
I
am the Cuba Georgia, baby. The Cuba stand up.
We're having some fun. It's
the
crazy like
horses
do all our craziness, man. So let's jump in. We got a lot of things. What was that, Gary?
That's JQ.
Let's get this show going now.
All right, let's get this party started here. So I was waiting for you guys to finish. We are officially ready to get this party started. You know the particulars. We say it every week, too, calling the show. The same number, 424-239-519 is the number. And then reach us on Twitter at the number 12HMAN Sports. Follow us on Facebook, facebook.com/talkingsports with Talk Man. JQ's got all kinds of things happening. I love it too, man.
Yeah.
So let's recap the topic of the hour, the All-Star game here. Obviously, AL seems to have everything in control here. I don't think NL has pulled one off in the last 7 years, if I'm not mistaken, too. But we just talked about the favorite player, Chris Bryant, not able to, again, pull it off. He had bases loaded. Couldn't get some guys in. But let's talk about what's happening. So start with you, JQ, one of our biggest baseball fans as well. So go ahead, sir.
Yeah, man, you know, the long ball hurting the AL again on the NL again this year, and just, you know, not able to, you know, score runners in scoring position in this game. Vlad Jr. with another bomb. Felizino also hit a bomb in this game for the American League. Just an error by Crawford a second. They just, for whatever reason, the National League has nothing coming with the American League. But when I looked at those rosters, I was like, the American League clearly has the better lineup. I mean, when somebody can explain to me how the Pirates, with like the worst record in baseball, has two starters, not two players in the All-Star game. They've got two starters that 8 and 9 to start the game. It's like, I don't know what's going to happen with the National League today. And it kind of played out the way I thought it would play out. The American League lineup was just a little bit too much for me today.
I will say, too, unfortunately, the injury surrounding Acuna really hurt the National League, too, man. So, again, I don't know, you know, that dynamic of a player, too. And I'm just saying, too, that's even devastating for me, man, losing that dude. And us losing the All-Star game, too, is a whole other conversation in Atlanta. But just, that could have helped the National League a little bit, too. But I'm just saying, just like you said, overall, it's a tough lineup for sure. So yeah, go ahead, Rob. What's your thoughts, man?
Yeah. Hey, you know, I think you guys covered the game pretty well. I mean, that Vlad Guerrero shot was just he just crushed that one, man. He was all over that. But the beautiful thing to see right now is all the young stars in the game right now. Look at Fernando Tatis and Vlad Guerrero. Baseball looks like it's really set up for a lot of long-term success with the young players in the game right now. They got a lot of really good young players right now in the league. So it really should set them up for long-term success here, at least for the next 10 to 15 years. So it's going to be fun to watch here going forward here in the next 10 to 15 years.
Hey, guys, am I here? So can you? Yep. You just popped in. You're good. Cool.
Okay.
Cool. Curtis, Gary?
Yeah.
Were you finished with that, Rob?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah. Well, I think Damian Lillard is going to have to score more points for the USA team. We're going to have to say it.
We went straight to like Kevin Durant basketball. Forget your topic. I love it. Get ready to talk about U.S. basketball. I guess we can talk about that too. They lost to Nigeria. they lost the game.
They won tonight, though.
Oh, man.
They're going to be our season bucks today.
They did win tonight, fellas.
Yeah, that's true, Lou. Man, yeah, I don't know, man. We'll talk about that too, man. This is granted, even though they lost by 3 in Nigeria, still it's like they whipped them by like 20 points last time they played, man. So it's still like, you know, this is not normally. Is it like the league, the world is catching up in the NBA, or we? Just, I don't know. That's a pretty, I would say, a pretty decent lineup.
I've often heard that was, but still,
both.
I mean, look, this is just exhibition right now. It doesn't matter in the actual games. And, you know, I mean, they have been, you know, understaffed. I mean, you know, there's players, they're not fully together, there's injuries. But I think, you know, they're going to do fine once they get everything together. So I wouldn't rule them out.
Yeah, they beat Argentina tonight by 23 points. But I think if you're the U.S., you still got to have cause for concern here. You know, losing to Nigeria, who historically have been, you know, they historically get beat up in international competition once they get out of Africa. I mean, they usually are the best. They usually are the best team in Africa, but once they start playing teams in Europe and in the western part of the world, they usually start getting beat up, and so that is cause for concern. I think you are right here that, you know, it takes a while for these guys to gel, but it takes a while for these other teams to gel, too. I mean, Australia beat the U.S., and they had Patty Mills, man. Looked like he was like, man, he don't even play that good in the NBA.
But those dudes from Australia, have been playing together for a long time, and that's what they have, the advantage they have on the Americans. Like, those teams like Argentina, from, like, Australia and, like, Spain and Portugal, those guys have been playing together since, like, they were 15. So they do have that advantage, but come on, like you said, Patty Mills just you out here looking at Patty Mills in a regular NBA game, like, bro, you got Patty Mills guarding me, and Patty Mills just took some boys to school, him and Ingles. They got to work on stuff. They got to play some defense. Like, Kendrick Perkins was right. They can't guard a parked car right now. I mean, you're talking about teams getting wide open shots on them. For the level of athleticism, and I know they don't have a big man, and Skip Bayless and Shannon Sharp touched on that a little bit today on Undisputed. We don't really have a homegrown five outside of Anthony Davis, who's hurt. Like, you think about all the good centers, they're all foreign bred. We don't have a homegrown kind of center out there that we can put out there outside of Anthony Davis, and he's hurt. So that's really hurting them. But at some point, you're going to have some desire on the defensive end. They talked about it before when Kobe went and said, hey, we got scores. You give me the player that's scoring the most points, I'll play defense on that dude. I won't worry about my point total. You're going to have some of that stuff with some of these guys on the USA team to play some defense, and that's really what's going to come down to. They've got the talent to win it. I don't think anybody on this call is cute set.
Yep.
But you got to be able to guard somebody at some point, too. So we'll see.
And three players on the team are still playing in the NBA Finals. Chris Middleton, Drew Holiday, and Devin Booker. And so the three players on the team are still playing right now in the NBA Finals. So it's going to take them a minute to put all the pieces together. The one thing you need in international competition is great shooting, and they're going to have that with Devin Booker, Chris Middleton, Kevin Durant. They're going to have the shooting. You need that in international competition. Once these guys get their legs under them and their shooting touch back, they're going to have that, and that's what you need in international competition. They're going to have to find somebody like a Draymond Green to be kind of like an enforcer, you know, hit somebody in the nuts kind of thing. So, you know, they're going to need that.
Like
he did in the 2017 NBA Finals.
But you're right.
Once I prefer.
He's the only one out there that's going to play some defense right now.
Yeah.
He's the only one.
You get Drew Holiday.
He's got one
there,
guy that's going to hit him in the face or push some guy down or whatever.
Draymond Green fits that mold. He'll play that part. He'll play the badass.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You need that Charles Barkley. Angola in trouble. They need that kind of mentality. They don't have it right now.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And I think you touched on it too, JQ. It's crazy. And I think, Rob, same thing. Like, literally, there are all of the centers are not, like, from the States. Like, literally, Jokic, Embiid, Carl himself, Rudy Gobert, Nikola, Nurkic.
Yeah.
Like, you know, even Ayton, like, Bosunas, Stephen Adams, they're not born inside the U.S., which is crazy. So the only option we have is, like, a Jared Allen, maybe. Rashawn Holmes or something crazy like that. But those are the only ones that are literally in the States. Isn't that crazy? Like, there's no.
Come on, man.
Like,
but somebody told you Jared Allen was going to be on an Olympic team. You would light that whole roster sheet on fire. Like, really, y'all put Jared Allen on an Olympic team?
You really would. I'm just saying that's how the pictures are. There's no big men. There's no big men. Maybe like,
sure.
like you said, Lopez is the Lopez brothers, but seriously, that's all you got.
That's it, man. What y'all talking about, man? Y'all were the ones that were bouncing for Kevin Love to put on that team, man.
No, we were not. You better shut your mouth.
I'm joking.
Hey, listen,
get out of here, man.
Put one of the Morris brothers on there before you put Kevin Love on there. Like, at least you see the Morris brothers have a pulse.
Oh, man. Good job, Curtis, taking us down this path, man. I love it. So I guess let's kind of do, we're already here. We're going to talk about that too.
Yeah.
So, you know, obviously, you know, the, for the finals, you know, All-Star, it is what it is, man. So for the finals, it's crazy because, you know, Booker has a bad game. He sits the fourth quarter, you know, looks like, you know, we were pretty surprised to see, obviously, Antetokounmpo play, Giannis played, he's been putting work in. And, what's the deal as far as kind of the temperature of the game too? Cause I'm sure, we were thinking that as far as the way that the Suns were playing, they had that they were definitely feeling confident, and you kind of had some question marks with the Bucks, you know, as far as like Giannis. But what's happening as far as now? What would you say, Rob, and kind of how the thing is going to predict for the next couple of games here?
Well, I figured Milwaukee was going to answer. I mean, they responded when they fell behind against Atlanta. They responded when they fell behind against the Nets. So I figured Milwaukee was going to respond to what level. And you got to remember, at the beginning of the series, Giannis was coming off of that hyperextended knee. You know, how was he going to gel back into the mix of what Milwaukee was doing initially? I like Milwaukee again tomorrow night. I like for them to tie this series up and make it a best of three here in the final three games of the series. So I look for Milwaukee to tie this up at home. Giannis has been flat-out unstoppable. I mean, it was 40-some points two games in a row here, even though they lost game two. But the key for Milwaukee, Giannis is going to show up. The key for Milwaukee is Chris Middleton and Drew Holiday. They need production from them guys if they're going to have a chance. And not just those two guys. They need it from Bobby Portis. They need it from Brooke Lopez. And they're going to be key figures. You know, I look for this series to go 6-7 games. I really do. I think we're going to have a good series. I look for Milwaukee to tie this series up tomorrow night and make it the best two out of three going forward here. I think, personally, teams are evenly matched. I really do. I think we should see a 6-7 game series going forward in this.
It's looking like that.
You know, you questioned Devin Booker move sitting in the entire fourth quarter. I know he wasn't playing well. But, you know, once Milwaukee started pulling away and getting that 20-point-something lead, you can kind of understand what Monty Williams was thinking. You know, let's give him some rest, let's get his legs underneath him. He had a phenomenal game, too. He just didn't play well in game three. He just didn't shoot the ball. It was like 3-for-14 from the field. He just didn't shoot the ball that well in that game. And several other players from Phoenix didn't step up in that game. But I look for it to be a really good game, and I look for Milwaukee to pull it out tomorrow. It does not look like Phoenix have an answer for Giannis. Phoenix just gone. If Phoenix going to win this series, they have to contain Middleton, Drew Holiday. And I think that's going to be the difference in the series. Who steps up between Ayton, Booker, Middleton, and Drew Holiday? Whoever steps up for their respective teams, I think that's who wins the series.
Yeah, and you touched on it. I mean, if you're Milwaukee, you got to win that game. You're back home. You can't go down 3-0. You got to come out with all the sense of urgency. And sometimes when we talk about it, where these professional athletes that get paid, how the teams come out that flight, Well, because they are 2-0, and they're expecting Milwaukee to not necessarily to go away and hide, but you've seen what Jrue Holiday and Chris Middleton put on paper and on tape in games 1 and 2. But we talk about a lot of times, and Shaq touches on it, and I think it's a really good point, it's the others, and the others always play better at home, and they generally don't play well on the road. So you talk about the Jrue Holidays, Chris Middleton struggling, and Phoenix coming home, being in their own bed, the fans getting behind them, Bobby Portis especially as well. They get that energy going and they get rolling, and they don't have that same kind of feeling there on the road. You look on the other side, you know, Devin Booker didn't have a good game in that one. Chris Paul had to come down to earth a little bit because he was just playing out of his mind. And then they really called a tough game on Ayton. And once you take Ayton out of that mix with all those fouls, that really hurt them a lot. But Phoenix got to look up and say, you know what, as much as we love DeAndre Ayton, he cannot guard Giannis one-on-one. You have to build that wall and make Giannis a jump shooter, three-point shooter, make him settle for those, not let him just get to the basket. You got to get in there and take some charges. You can't let him just go barrel into the basket because you know that's what he wants to do. He has no mid-range game. You have to make him settle for those jumpers. So I'm really interested to see what Monty Williams does in terms of trying to build that wall to keep Giannis from going to the hoop. And I tell you what, I agree with you. I think he was trying to get Booker some rest, and then it got away from him. It was like, well, what am I putting him out there for now? This game is getting out of control. But I also think that it may light a full-blown Kobe-like fire under Devin Booker because everybody keeps talking about he's the next Kobe. Kobe's his mentor, this, that, and the other. Getting benched for the fourth quarter has to be a slap in the face to Devin Booker. And I am really interested to see how he comes out in this game 4. I personally am going to take Phoenix in this game. I just don't trust Jrue Holiday and Chris Middleton to have both those games together in back-to-back games. They gave it to you in game 3. Can they do that again in game 4? Even if Bobby Portis is good and Giannis is Giannis, if Jrue Holiday and Chris Middleton don't have those games that they had in game 3 and game 4, they don't win. And I just don't know if I have enough faith in them to say, oh, they're going to do that again. So I'm going to go with Phoenix. I think Devin Booker is going to be 1 of 20, or he's going to be 17 of 20. I don't think it's going to be a whole lot of middle ground because Devin Booker is going to be flat out super aggressive in this game. He's going to be pissed that he had to sit and watch that and got benched. He's had to listen to this for 3 days about how he didn't play for the fourth quarter and how they got blown out. I look for a super aggressive Devin Booker to come out and put his imprint on this game in game 4.
Mm-hmm. Hey,
you mentioned Giannis and Phoenix on the wall.
The only thing I would say about Devin Booker in the situation that he was in this last game benching him, they had a good game plan against him, but he also missed a hell of a lot of just wide open shots that he normally makes. He's entitled to a bad game, and hopefully you're right, JQ. Hopefully that lights a fire underneath him, setting out the fourth quarter like that. If it doesn't, then he's not who we think he is. Because
agreed.
If you're that guy on that team, that should piss you off. You should want to come out there and really dominate this next game. Problem with it is he's got some other guys that defend him real well. I do take Phoenix in this series. But I think it's all going to depend on, and also, you know, really what, Rob, what you said, you know, see how these guards play for both teams. Whichever guards come out firing are going to win this next game. If Booker goes off and Phoenix happens to win this next game, well, of course, the series is over. I look at, and they're not going to stop Giannis. Giannis is going to get his. They need to worry about all these other guys. If they stop these other guys, let him get his 40 points and 15 rebounds. If you hold all these other guys down, you're still going to win the game.
Right.
He's just that good.
Yeah. Milwaukee was ugly. They remind me of Detroit.
A win is a win.
A win is a win. But they're a step at a time. And I think about when Shaq was dominating and was mean and was beating people up, and I see that in Giannis. But the math doesn't add out in today's game. So, just like Jerry said, Giannis get his 45, and Phoenix keeps dropping threes, that that they can't keep up with, then Phoenix is going to win. Holiday and his cohort, they need to keep up with those three. And I don't see them doing that. Even Chris Paul. I think this is going to be Chris Paul's swan song. I don't think he's going to leave again. He'll be playing again next year. But I think this is going to be the feather in his cap. And it's going to be his championship. And it's going to be all Chris Paul.
Best shot at it. You better take advantage.
Yeah,
there it is.
This might be his only chance, because the chances of him getting back another year is probably slim.
Well, it depends. LeBron, he's a free agent, so.
Yeah. So, yeah.
So,
yeah,
it depends.
It's going to be tough when you look at the Western Conference and you look at, you know, like a team like the Nets, if they can get healthy and things of that nature. So, this is your shot. For Giannis as well as Chris Paul. I mean, they got to look at that, hey, this is an opportunity. And we don't know when we're going to have this opportunity again. But you mentioned, you know, one thing about Giannis, you know, you saw in some of those previous series that he was settling for outside shots, and he's not doing that anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Whether they got a wall around him or not, he is going to the paint. And he's been really aggressive, and that's what he has to continue to do. But he has to
be aggressive.
Chris Middleton,
yeah, you're right,
Bobby
you're right.
Portis. Uh-huh. Lopez, Drew Holiday, he has to hope that those guys are hitting those three-pointers to stretch that stretch that defense out a little bit more for him so he can attack and attain a little bit more. That's going to be key for the Milwaukee Bucks. And, you know, we talked about the outside shooting. I think another factor in the series of who's shooting the three ball better is probably going to win the series too. You know, that's going to be really key. You saw in the first couple of games, Phoenix was shooting the ball better. Last game, it was Milwaukee. That's going to be the three-point shot is huge right now in the NBA game. And so it's going to come down to that, too.
That's what I'm saying. The others certainly shoot the three-ball better at home than they do on the road. And I think that showed up for all three games. So we'll see what happens in game four. I agree.
Yeah.
All good. All right, gentlemen. Let's move on. I'm glad. Yeah, we saw that coming too, man. It's crazy how his dad, they both, I guess, were, 3 years in, and they were both All-Stars at the same time. It's kind of crazy how they had the exact same stat too. So that's just a really cool thing to see, man. So congrats.
It
glad. Open it up to, and like you said too, you know, the AL, 8 straight wins. Hopefully the National League will put something next year. I'm still sore about Ronald Acuna, man. But congrats to the American League as always, too, gentlemen. Let's talk about the next thing about the Hawks here. This is crazy. John Collins here. Mm-hmm. Robbie put three teams. I'm going to add a fourth team that was just recently in the mix as well, too, from the Heat, Mavericks, the Spurs, and then I just found out about the Timberwolves as well. Is in the services of
Sorry, my bad. Go ahead. Anybody went to the damn Timberwolves? These boys just made the Eastern Conference Finals. Oh, man, he's not going to the Timberwolves. Stop it. If he goes to the Timberwolves, I have lost all respect for John Collins.
I'm reporting the teams that are interested in his services. Those are the three names, four teams that came up.
He got Carl
Anthony again.
Thomas, Anthony out with the Minnesota, man.
Yeah.
Stop it. Go ahead. I'm sorry. Go ahead. It's your topic.
I'm just saying the teams that are reporting it, and like I said too. So you got to think about it. You know, obviously the Spurs have always been a fan of John Collins, and you know the Mavericks. Obviously, you know what's happening with Porzingis. You know they don't want him. And then the Heat, you got to watch out for them too, because obviously paired up with Butler, and you know that's a good squad. Obviously with you know Bam Adebayo, Tyler Hero. I mean, you know. I don't know what's going to happen with Duncan Robinson, if he's going to be free or not. But, you know, this is my stance. I'll let you guys say whatever you want to say about that. It's tough because I don't think John Collins is a max-type player. And it's tough because I really needed him to step up whenever Trey got hurt.
And you want his ceiling to be like you. I wish he was kind of like Tobias Harris. He can actually create his own shot. He could, you know, literally make somebody to post. He's an okay shooter. I mean, he's okay defensively. You know, I'm not saying he's a slouch. He's a hard worker. He's a good energy guy. But just for me to pay you that much money, I need you to step your game up to this level. And again, maybe, you know, the playoffs do expose players. And my thing was like, man, you got a perfect opportunity. Trey was hurt. This should have been your time to say, you know what, I'm going to put this team on my back. But as you saw, he can't really create his own shot. You know, he can't, you know, he hits a couple threes. He's an energy guy, you know, but I just need more. I mean, like I said, Tobias Harris is the guy that I need you to be for me to pay you that much. And you know, he turned down the $90 million deal earlier, so you know, we'll see what happens. If I don't want us to be paying him 125 or something crazy like that, it may be like a sign and trade or something, but I know they want him back, but it depends on the numbers and, you know, us giving him that fifth year for the contract too. So that's kind of like my two cents. I'm a fan of John Collins. I still want to pay him that much, obviously. So there you go.
Dude, Philadelphia don't want to be paying Tobias Harris that money now. I bet you if they gave them some truth serum after this past series, because he's somebody, to your point right there, with Ben Simmons acting bad and not doing shit, that was the perfect time for Tobias Harris to get all that money to step into that board, and he didn't. And I know Philadelphia tried to, you know, they kept him and they paid him the money, but I know they was promising in the front office, like, I don't know if you should have gave that dude that kind of money because he didn't do what you wanted John Collins to do. I rule out the Timberwolves because once you get that taste, you know what I'm saying, that Eastern Conference Finals taste, and all those other dudes are coming back, unless he just is hell-bent on getting that contract, I'm hella hot water. I just can't see him going to the Timberwolves and starting back at the bottom and trying to do this whole rebuild all over again with Anthony Edwards and Carl Anthony Towns and that other fool that they got from the Lakers.
D'Angelo Russell.
D'Angelo Russell, yeah, with his snitching ass. So I just can't see him taking that step back to do that. But if you look across it, if I'm Atlanta, Atlanta's in a great position with John Collins because he's in a restricted free agent. They have the opportunity to match any contract. So they don't have to go out there first and say, here's the max contract, John Collins. They can gauge the market for John Collins and say, let's think about it. Are the Mavericks going to give John Collins a max contract to be the number two to the Luka? I doubt it. That wouldn't be smart. If you're the Heat, you still got to pay Butler and Adebayo. I mean, they're not going to give him a max contract. So who's out there that entices John Collins to go to a winner and say they're going to get him this kind of money that we just can't match? I really feel like John Collins is a tier B free agent where people kind of see where that first wave comes through at, see where salary cap settles for them, and then they try to offer him a contract. And if you're Atlanta, you're like, cool, I don't have to do anything. I can let the market dictate itself and see what they say. And if somebody is crazy enough to do it, you can do a sign and trade. You say, I love you, John, but you're not that guy for this kind of money. I can get two guys on that amount of money versus paying you that. So if I'm Atlanta, I'm like, would it be a restricted free agent? I think I would be cool with that personally and just kind of see what the market dictates, because I don't think anybody has a slot to give John Collins a max contract. If they are, they're dumb, and you let them go make a dumb decision and take themselves out of the equation by burning all that kind of money on John Collins.
Yeah. And JQ, you're right. You know, the thing about it is, even if the team does come and offer him a max contract and Atlanta decides not to match it, in order for one of work, they're going to have to give Atlanta something and sign a trade deal. And so either way, I think Atlanta's coming out of this with something, right? Either they're going to keep John Collins or those other franchises are going to have to give up something to the Hawks in the signing trade deal, whether it's draft picks, whether it's another player, whatever that may look like. I think either way, Atlanta's they're coming out of this with something. Are they going to get somebody the same caliber as John Collins? Maybe not. But they are going to come out of this deal with something, and it's just playing the salary cap game, right? I think you have to know what your price range is for John Collins, and it seems like more NBA teams are starting to get smarter with the contracts now, as far as who deserves a franchise tag, or not a franchise tag, a max contract or not. And sport, right?
Don't say that, man.
A lot of these organizations are getting smarter now with the max contract. I mean, even the Pelicans came out today reports that, hey, if somebody offers Lonzo Ball a high figure, we're not going to match it. And, you know, I think that's the same thing with the Hawks and John Collins.
Absolutely.
Agreed.
West Coast.
It's a smart move. It's a smart move to wait it out, and take what you can get, and not pay him that big contract.
Yeah.
You're good.
You know, when you have general managers and coaches and managers, you know, it's a business first. But it's motivation for cities. And, I mean, it's a great thing. We have sports and we celebrate them. But like we're having here in Portland, we haven't had a contender in a while. We've been close, but it hurts. That Denver loss hurt because there was no way. I don't think anybody that was a fan of Portland, Oregon, thought that Portland was going to lose to Denver this year. Didn't see that coming at all. Portland was moving on. But they would have faced L.A. next. And that would have been the end of
that. Okay, yeah. I don't know if I can make that statement.
Because that's what Damon, Damon is dealing with that now. He needs some help. And he needs some smart people around him. That's why they got Chauncey. Chauncey has been there. He knows what it takes to win an NBA championship. Is he going to bring it to Portland? We'll see. In the front office, what kind of help are they going to get him? And what is his knowledge? And help Damian out.
I mean, I'll definitely say I appreciate the homerism over there. I always love how you bring it back to, you know, Portland, even though, you know, we're talking about my Hawks, man. Come on, man. Show some love in my Hawks, man. Come on, Curtis, Gary.
But you know what?
Man,
but you know what? Another piece for John Collins is. But you know another piece for John Collins is, and living here in Atlanta, you know it, Dre. Like, he's also got a lot of local endorsement deals. He's got, like, a couple car dealership deal commercials he does. I think he has, like, a law firm deal he does. So if he goes to these other cities, I don't think he gets that right away. Maybe if he plays a year and a half, it's that four-year deal. Yeah. Maybe he ingratiates himself to the local market and he gets those local deals. Uh-huh. But he already has those now in Atlanta. So you can't talk about take away that money he's getting from these local deals in a southeast market where the tax is not as high, whereas if you go, maybe not Texas because there's no state tax. But, you know, if you go somewhere else, right, and you don't get that lower tax rate and you don't have those local deals, now you're losing money on two fronts. So for John Collins, there's other things that go into it outside of just the basketball contract, because he's quietly got a nice little local endorsement deal niche going here in Atlanta. So you can't take that out of it. If I'm his agent, like, well, you know, if you leave here, you know, this and this go away, and you might not get that right away here. So that's a piece of it you got to take into consideration.
I'm glad he wasn't on like political ads we saw in this big Georgia political ads during his baseball game. I'm glad he stayed out of that.
Rob.
I'm
a little surprised at you. You should be like floating on the top of your head. You guys had one great Super Bowl party, but you were new to the area. Now they just went to a hockey party on the river. It looked crazy. Why weren't you there? Why ain't you now floating on your head on this radio broadcast? Are you too old to get down to there with those kids and loosen up and have you a ton of fun? What's going on, Rob? What's going on, Rob?
I was ecstatic about the Lightning winning the NHL Stanley Cup, and hated I couldn't go to the parade on Monday because I was travel here to Atlanta. But, I ain't rooting for no Tampa Bay Buccaneers, so I ain't going to no damn Buccaneers parade, so you can forget about that.
That's hilarious.
You saw them fools did the Stanley Cup?
They tried to throw him?
Yeah.
They did it. They got to send it back to get the
Disney. They did it, man. They were having too much fun, man. So what the hell is happening over there, man?
They try to be like Tom Brady and the Bucks.
Oh, yep,
but Tampa Bay is calling themselves Champa Bay now.
Oh, my God. Jesus.
Again, so last thing. Again, Curtis has taken away my shine from Atlanta for the last time. The only thing I'm going to say really quickly is that for the first time, I'm finally excited that we will get some national games here. Kawhi Leonard has been to Atlanta four times for the past 4 years. He hasn't played in Atlanta for 4 years. He's been going to Magic City. Now you have to play the Hawks whenever you come here. That's all I'm saying. Y'all can't treat us as another vacation spot. Y'all can't be going to Magic City. You'll actually have to play the Hawks. That's all I'm going to say. We're getting some love. You know what I'm saying? We're actually on the map now. So, you know, again, it's not no quick stop, and I'm going to go to Magic City, you know. So just something to
you
say.
You need to stop hosting them.
There you go, man.
Magic City, Drake. Eat them blue lemon pepper wings.
I can't help it, man. That's my guy, man. I have to go support my dude, man. So, you know, that's what we do, man.
They said they
don't
go up there, man.
Yeah. Have some fun, man. There's nothing like DJing those type of parties, man. It's definitely a whole other conversation, man. So,
I bet. That's talking sports after hours. We got to talk about that later.
I'm going to get in trouble over here. Hey, let's quickly switch subjects, and let's talk about the rumors. JQ, don't get me in trouble. Let's talk about the rumors with Ben Simmons and the Sixers. Stop, JQ. The Sixers are now open to trading Simmons. I can't with you, bro. I can't.
Oh, man. It's not my fault. That's Trey's fault. He brought us up. That boy is crazy. Go ahead, man. Go, Rob, go ahead and talk about that shit.
I can't. Oh, man.
Wow.
Well,
oh, man,
talking about Ben Simmons here, I mean, come on. You guys saw that semifinal round against the Hawks and Ben Simmons, how he didn't show up, how he didn't shoot the ball in the fourth quarter. You knew the Sixers had to at least explore some trade options for him, right? The question is, who's going to want him after that? Who's going to want a point guard that can't shoot free throws, that won't even attempt a shot if he's right underneath the goal for an easy dunk? His head is totally out of it right now. He's going to need some serious coaching. And at this point, he's 24, 25 years old. If you can't shoot a mid-range 14-foot shot at this point in your career, is it ever going to happen? So the question is, as talented as he is, who's going to take a shot on him right now after that performance? I think the Sixers might be stuck with him, and they're going to have to spend a lot of time with him this offseason, because you're not going to get an all-star level player for what he just displayed in that playoff series against the Atlanta Hawks. I mean, Nate McMillan totally had him on a string in that series, right? And, I mean, come on, you're not going to get another, I mean, shucks. Are the Lakers going to trade AD for him? No. Even though AD is street clothes, right? You know, even though he's hurt all the time, he's still not going to trade him for Ben Simmons, the guy who can't shoot when he's in the ball game. He's alive. I mean, you're a point guard, man. I go to the park every day and shoot 80% from the free throw line. And this dude,
easy.
30% from the free throw line and he's a point guard. Come on, man. Who's going to trade for that?
Well,
if he's traded at all, which I don't think he will be. I think they're stuck with him. But unfortunately, if he is traded, it's going to be a team like the Timberwolves, like the Trailblazers, like Sacramento, like these smaller market teams that are going to have to try and roll the dice with somebody like that. I just hope it's not Portland that does it.
No, we don't want.
Because they've there's been rumor that they've talked about a C.J. McCollum trade for him, and I don't want that. I'd like to get something out of the C.J. McCollum trade, not someone that won't shoot the basketball, you know.
And Portland will be crazy to trade McCollum for Simmons. What are you going to do with Simmons and Lillard? I keep C.J. McCollum over Ben Simmons.
Yeah,
I've heard the Timberwolves. Are talking about Russell for Simmons, but then you create that problem because Russell and Kent Crawford's talents are like this. So if you trade to acquire Russell, then you move him along for Ben Simmons. What do you do internally with your relationship with Crawford's talents if you want to have him long term? But to your point, it depends because if you trade for him and you don't give up a ton for him, but you have other pieces around it, you can talk yourself into paying the luxury tax for Ben Simmons for what he can bring to you. Let's not say that he's just ridiculous now. He's still all-team, first-team defense. Like, he still does great quality things for your team. If you're giving up pennies on the dollar, but it's costing you a luxury tax, but what he's giving you push you in other ways over the top, defensively, rebounding, playmaking, in the fast break,
right.
And you're not giving up a ton to get him, and you can go over the salary cap to get him because you can't sign him outright in free agency. There are a lot of teams that will make that trade if they feel like, okay, I've got a 1-2 or maybe a 3, and he comes in as my 3 or 4, and I go over the salary cap, but I don't make him my 2. So in Philadelphia, he's the 2. But if you're somebody out there that can get him for pennies on the dollar and you're willing to be a luxury tax, offender, but he's your 3rd or 4th best player, then you're talking about him in a different light of I'm not relying on him to be my playmaker, my 2nd-best playmaker. I'm allowing him to do other things for my team. So I could see some teams – if they could talk Philadelphia into it, I don't think Philadelphia would do it. But if they could talk Philadelphia into it, that would pay that luxury tax to get him on there at their 3rd or 4th option. I definitely see that happening if Philadelphia panics.
Yeah, the only problem is, the way the guys in the NBA shooting the 3-pointers right now, and if your team is looking to get over the hump, trading for Ben Simmons is not going to help you right now. That's too big of a risk to trade for a guy that's only shooting 30% from the foul line. If you're going to foul him and the other team's hitting 2 and 3 points, and then at best Ben Simmons is going to hit 1 out of 2 from the foul line, down the stretch, the Hawks inched their way back in a lot of games because Ben Simmons couldn't hit the free throws. They were down by 20 points, and the Hawks were shooting 3s, and the Sixers were hitting 1 on
that. But you're taking it to the point where a team that's trading for him is making him their 2nd-best player. That's not what I'm saying. If you can talk Philadelphia and take a pennies on the dollars that he's your 3rd or 4th-best player and you have other talented people around him that can shoot the 3, you can, in theory, say, hey, I can take Ben Simmons off the floor in those situations and still survive and then put him back in the beginning of the 4th quarter, back in the beginning of the 3rd quarter, and let him do him where they can't do hack a Ben. Philadelphia didn't have that flexibility. They had to have him be their 2nd-best player and be able to come up big in those situations. That's what I'm saying. It might be some Team X that we don't know about. If Philadelphia panics and they're able to prime away, but you have other supporting cast around him where he doesn't have to be that guy, and you can say, sit your ass down for these 2 minutes because we got all this other stuff happening, and then we'll bring you back in, that's a different ballgame.
There'll be very few teams in the league that's going to be able to do that. It's in.
I've said this 1,000 times, man. Like, I mean, as much as you, like I said, if I'm a Hawks, I would take him, man, because you need a secondary playmaker. You need a guy that can match up, play defense. I don't need him to score as much. I need him to distribute. You got enough shooters on the Hawks, man. He could be a matchup nightmare. He can guard 1 through 4, He can even guard,
Where are you
going to
trade Philadelphia
so,
if you're Atlanta? What are you going to trade for?
I mean, again, I don't know everything. Like I said, maybe it's a sign and trade with John Collins. I don't know. You never know. Or Herder. Yes, anything Herder, you can trade Herder. I mean, I wouldn't, like I said, you're gonna have to figure out if you want to do a draft pick or a little thing like that. But if you're trying to match up salaries, yeah. But like I said, if Jake, you said, if you're looking pennies on a dollar, they may just want to get rid of him. Like, hey, here's John Collins, here's Herder. Boom. You get a shooter and boom. And I'm like, I'm ecstatic because I know I can get another shooter in the draft. I can get it. I mean, now – I've alleviated my secondary ball maker play, Jaden have to handle the ball all the time. I got a guy that can, distribute. I got a guy that can play defense. That covers up all the weaknesses that we have as far as the Hawks. Now, that's, again, I don't need him to shoot. I don't need you to shoot, bro. I really don't. You can, but I don't really need you to, because you got enough shooters.
But when you need those key defensive stops in the fourth quarter, you ain't gonna be able to keep them on the floor because other teams gonna foul them.
No, you got to
need
your
stops in the fourth quarter. You're not gonna be beneficial to you when the game's on the line, except for the last.
You gotta take a 20 with 2 minutes and 5 seconds left to take him out. You gotta take a 20 with 2:05.
Get the ball to Trey.
When you need
the
time
to
get
two, I get three.
On the floor for defense, he's gonna be a liability to you.
Oh, you take a timeout, you get the rebound, you take his ass out. You put offense for defense. Good coaches can make that work. You see it happen a lot where you take over offense for defense.
Go ahead, Curtis.
Sorry,
I'm
very
good.
My bad.
I'm telling you.
Yeah.
I'm in. I agree, Chris.
Is Bill Simmons, he really needs to be ashamed of himself.
Oh, he does.
He really needs to. He has stolen money, and I think he's lost confidence. I mean, you're a pro athlete, and you are a celebrated pro athlete, and he has no interest in sharpening his game on the off season. He has no interest in being a better guy. I expect his ass to be out of the league in the next couple of years because that is completely fine. I'm sorry.
This year is a break for Baker. I think this year is Baker this summer.
Hey,
this is going to be the NBA is about scoring. What I mean, we're talking about three-pointers. Pretty soon they're going to have
talk about practice, points. Man.
Yeah.
Hey,
track and field.
If Ben Simmons has any kind of chest, he could be a poor man's Giannis. Giannis is not a great free throw shooter either, but he's got a lot of heart. He plays with aggression. He goes to the basket. Ben Simmons, at worst, should be a poor man's Giannis with that height, with that athletic ability, and he have no heart. He's got no chest.
But you know what also makes me upset with Ben Simmons?
When Les Miles made the comment, you got to have the chest for this.
I knew
you know what makes me mad with Ben Simmons right now? Is you can't be photographed kissing your girlfriend at Wimbledon, bro. Like, everything that just happened, you cannot be at center court at Wimbledon kissing on your girlfriend, bro. I'm going to need you to go somewhere and lock yourself in the gym. Even if you're going to kiss on her, don't kiss on her at Wimbledon. Go somewhere low-key. Be cool. Like, what are you doing? Like, Ben Simmons, he has all the ability. But when all this happens, I get trying to blow some steam up. But you can't blow it off at 10 o'clock at Wimbledon kiss on your girl. When everybody talks about how terrible you are, I'm going to need you to at least be pretending that you worked on your jump shot and your free throw. Like, that was disappointing when I saw that. Like, I'm all for a dude having some fun. But not after what just happened. And it can't be a couple of weeks after that at Wimbledon. Like, man, take it seriously, bro.
Yeah. Like I said, this is his year, make or break. Like I said,
I agree.
You got to be embarrassed. You got to figure out this is what's going to happen. And like I said, he was still, like, a couple of years ago, that's still the Summer League, bro. He was scoring, man. I don't know what happened. Between then and now, something there's a trigger, like you said, Rob, JQ, but, you know, we'll see.
Yeah.
He
got to give J.T. Miller a lot of credit. He punked him in that series.
Yeah. Well, like you said.
Mm-hmm.
All right, gentlemen. We got 7 minutes left, technically five. I'm going to let you guys talk about any topic you want to talk about and go around the room, and we'll get ready to wrap it up. So we'll start with you, JQ. You can talk about any topic that's left, and we'll go from there, if you will.
I want to So I know y'all gonna think I'm gonna say something crazy, and it's not Chad Johnson and TJ. You know, they are real dear to my heart in terms of the best wide receiver duo of all time. And it was only a short period of time, but I'm just gonna go with Chris Carter and Randy Moss because all Chris Carter do is take touchdowns. What they had happening in that for those couple of years with Randall Cunningham and Dante Culpepper was just taking
that.
And you know, Anderson missing that damn kick to let the Falcons go to the Super Bowl. I know Jerry was happy about that. But that Minnesota team was so ignorant. They were so fun to watch with those two and Jake Reed. You know, I'm not putting Jake Reed in there, but he was a great third wide receiver. Chris Carter and Randy Moss were just two that I just enjoyed watching. And I know you got the John Taylor, Jerry Rice, and all the other ones. But I loved me some Chris Carter and Randy Moss. That was just prime time viewing on Sunday. Loved it.
Yeah. I mean, I got a four-way tie. I had a hard decision. And you took one of them, Chris Carter and Randy Moss. But –
And you mentioned John Taylor and Jerry Rice. I mean, John Taylor and Jerry Rice won Super Bowls, so you definitely got to put them up there. Randy Moss and Chris Carter came a little short of that. But definitely Randy Moss and Chris Carter was electric to watch. That year when they went 15-1, Randall Cunningham at quarterback was phenomenal to watch. They were fun to watch. And the Falcons went up there and beat them in the NFC Championship game that year. But, you know, you mentioned John Taylor, Jerry Rice, they won Super Bowls. And I know JQ, Gary, and Curtis probably not going to like this one, but Lynn Swann and John Stallworth, you know, those guys won 4 Super Bowls together. They were touchdown makers. Stallworth was at the top of the league. And the thing about that, back in that time, it wasn't a pass-happy league like it is now, too. And so you got to give those two guys a lot of credit. Stallworth was always near the top in reception.
I don't
know. Swann was always near the top in yardage and receiving. And then the other guys, you know, Torrey Holton, Isaac Bruce. You can't forget about those two dudes. They won a Super Bowl, went to another one, and lost one. They were greatest show on earth, on turf. So you got to give them a lot of credit too. So those are my top four, and I have a hard time officiating those four. But those are all four electric wide receiver duos.
Go forever, Harrison and Wayne.
You
didn't touch on Emmitt Smith. Great run as a Cowboy.
We're talking about wide receivers. And if we're talking about wide receivers, I will have to give it to Stallworth and Swann because, you know, you're right. They were the shit before this went to a pass happy league. Those two guys equally went for the road.
This is what I know. I think the greatest football teams I ever saw as a child was those Pittsburgh teams. And like I say, we talk about this greatest quarterback team. One thing nobody's done with Tom Brady.
His favorite quarterback is Terry Bradshaw.
But nobody's done what Bradshaw's done. Bradshaw has won 2 back-to-back championships. 2 back-to-back championships. And he did beat Cowboy great team. He beat some of the great teams that the Oakland Raiders ever had. When Al Davis was taking those kids from the black schools and was tearing up the league.
Ooh, I can't.
Hey,
follow up this one. Bring it back around. Here we go.
Yeah.
Speaking of Raiders,
Tim Branch or Fred Lindenthal, they got a statue of Frank O'Hare. Frank O'Hare was some kind of dude. And their defense, everybody that was a starter on those football teams are in the Hall of Fame for Christmas.
Well, anytime y'all want to get JQ to lead the show, you know what to do. Just start talking about the Pittsburgh Steelers, right?
Damn straight. Damn straight.
Hate them too.
I almost took the lead button. I was too close to clicking on anybody.
You guys won't lie.
Oh, my God.
All right, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you all for tuning in to another great edition of Talk to
Paul George, they cheat.
Oh, sorry.
That football team is cheap. There's some cheap MF.
What's happening? Cheating MF, what? Go ahead, Rob.
Yeah. 30 seconds. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you all for tuning in to another great edition of Talking Sports for the 12th Man. We'll be back at you live next Tuesday night, 11 p.m. Eastern, 10 p.m. Central, 8 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. You do not want to miss it. We have a very brief OT portion to wrap it up here tonight. But like I said, we'll be back at you next Tuesday night on July 20th. 11 p.m. Eastern, 10 p.m. Central, 8 p.m. Pacific. Good night, people.
Yeah, see, yeah. No, hell no. I'm not participating in the damn OC. This is some bullshit. So we'll talk about it. My 20th is actually my 19th anniversary, so I don't know if I'm going to be up here next week for good reason because, you know, I don't want to get cut. I like living. I don't like bleeding. So we have to figure something out. You know, y'all can do it without me. But, yeah, I don't like bleeding, bro. Who made me bleed my own blood? I don't want to do that on my anniversary. So we have to discuss that. But, yeah, man, I love y'all. Appreciate the show and stuff. But that's Stuart's talk. That's that nonsense. I can't do it.
We can move it to another night if y'all want to do Monday or Wednesday or Thursday or something.
When you said that, I was like, ooh, I can't do that.
Yeah. Congratulations. You guys have officially got rid of Lou, man, because apparently we just ignored him the whole night. So apparently he was not happy. So, you know, that was like, I don't know what happened with that. I'm like, what's going on with this, you know? So yeah, I don't even know. I feel like bad. I got to like add 50,000 every single week, man. But I don't know, you know, so.
Yo, then let's move the show this week. Let's move it to Monday or Thursday.
Just call in, man. We'll figure out. I think he follows the page or something, man, because he knows whenever we're on. He was like, yo, you guys are on last week. Shit. You know, so it's funny, man. But he definitely.
Yeah, Monday and Wednesday works for me. If you guys want to keep it on Tuesday, I just have to join in the following week. I don't want to. I'm not going
to
do that.
You don't
want
to bleed?
You
don't want to bleed, man?
Yeah, so yeah, we officially have a stalker.
We can have a vote right now. Which night y'all rather have it on, Monday or Wednesday?
I would say honestly, Wednesday works better for me. But go ahead.
Wednesday. I agree. I'm cool with you tonight.
Wednesday
next
fine.
Week.
Yeah. Okay.
All right. Well, if you're still listening to our OT portion fans, we're gonna be on Wednesday night next week.
ETF. Yeah, it got me in trouble, man. He's going to call in.
What the hell y'all talking about, man?
Anyway.
Oh, man. That's hilarious.
We can talk about anything else. We can talk about the center that picked Washington. We can talk about Auburn, you know, or UNC. I know that was all for you, Rob, talking about your boy. But we can, again, there's opportunities to talk next week. I'm sure, you know. What'd you say?
I put in John Collins in the show for you. Come on, man.
That's topical, man. I'm with you, man. I'm talking about the center, too, man. I ain't talking, John. I'll take what I can. It's all good.
We spent half the show talking
somehow,
about
the that's what it's all about,
we did.
Man. We talked about Ben Simmons. We talked about freaking USA basketball. We talked
about
the problem.
That's what we talked about.
No, that was my little – was that like 2 minutes? That was 2 minutes on that.
No, sir.
5 minutes.
No, sir. It was not 2 minutes. That's a lie.
That was 5 minutes. That was 5 minutes.
I can't believe you said that was 2 minutes. Man, I can't believe you.
But then Curtis kept talking about Portland. I'd bring it back, man. Come on, man. I didn't say it about Portland and Dane. Come on, man. Trouble.
Wow.
We talked about U.S. basketball. We talked about, you know, the top.
I want to talk about. How much I love summer. And I do love summer. And we're having
a
nice one in Portland, Oregon. So
hey,
when I think about summer, I try not to think about football. Because football is not a summer sport. I want to get outside and enjoy summer. But my summer was shot this year. And my sadness started to come because I heard the Cowboys are going to be on Hard Knocks for the third damn time. And Jerry Jones is loving it. Their season is over. Damn it. They end up.
But Jerry's season will be just fine.
Oh, he's going to be just fine. he definitely can't
get enough of that.
Loving being on that camera.
We're gonna fly down to Texas and help him count his money.
There it is. I was going to say, I know we buried the lead. We'll wrap up to just some interesting comments about what's happening with Rachel Nichols and Maria Taylor. That was very some bombshell stuff with that. I'm sure we'll talk about that at some point, too. That was a little interesting because the temperature of what's happening. And it's crazy to see Stephen A. Smith apologize. Going back to Major League Baseball, talking about the Ohtani, how speaking English, man, and that was just crazy, crazy talk, man. So the fact that he had to publicly do that apology on Twitter. Like, come on, bro. This dude is going to be a star, man.
What are you doing?
Like that,
why would you say something that crazy?
I was like, come on, bro. That's when it was, come on, man. You know what I'm saying?
That's when you make $12 million a year. You fucking can say anything you want to.
Yeah, pretty much. So, anyway, but just one of those things that kind of wrap up an interesting last week, too. So, definitely missed you guys. And like I said, JQ, I'm glad that you like your own blood and you don't want to bleed, man. So, definitely take care of your wifey. Happy anniversary. I got to say, our anniversary is on the 12th of August, man. So I know about that, man. So again,
yes,
I ain't getting in trouble either, man. So, you know, so anyway.
The 20th of August.
There it is.
Stand up,
happy,
August.
Yeah, we'll be talking to you, man. Yeah, so make it happen. Can't wait for the party. Gentlemen, have a great rest of your evening. Again, we'll see you guys next week. Looks like Wednesday is going to be the time. I'm about to sign off myself, too, man. So again, keep those texts coming.
I'll be in the hotel next Wednesday night. I'll be in Minneapolis.
So,
oh, man.
I got pros.
How long?
I got pros.
Different area. Different
code.
Area. How long you in the A, Rob? How long you in the A, Rob?
Just tomorrow. I actually leave tomorrow early afternoon.
Oh, gotcha, man. Yeah. Robbie making these little. I'm here. Oh, okay. Well, I guess we're going to have to coach you guys later, man.
Hey, no, I can do.
If I'm here doing
no,
the
I get it. Yeah, no, nah, sometimes you got to make those pit stops. You can't get out like you want to. I get it.
Nah, it's all good. You got too many obligations, so it's all good. All right, gentlemen. Curtis, Gary, appreciate you guys, man. Again, Jake, good to see you, man. We'll get back, man. Again, I appreciate the topics. Until next week, man. And Rob, I give you a hard time, man, but I do appreciate you giving me some love for the Hawks, man, because it's not a lot, man. We get some talk, man. So, you know, it's all good, man, for sure.
Are you going to get
so,
it now?
Yeah.
Hey.
Yeah, it's all good.
Yeah.
Well, I'm put the hot topic on here.
If
it's a hot topic, we're going to talk about it.
Yes, sir.
Hey. How come that outside game didn't come on TV?
I don't know. That's a good question. Man, we're supposed to leave, man. No, I mean, we haven't had a star finally. Like, get some love with Trey, man. So I think finally just his maturation in the playoffs, everyone wants to see him too, man. It's all, everyone wants little guy too, man. So I think it's good for him to get some play. And finally, like I told you guys, I think if you're a smaller guard, I think it's going to be great for the future. So you can see how this guy's actually impacting the game. So you don't have to be a big. You can actually impact the game. If you put work on your game, you can be under about six foot, and you can control the game too. I think it's great for the future of the league too. So, you know, so kudos to Trey. I hope they're putting that rest between Luka and him, man. Let's finally put it to rest, if you will.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Yes, sir.
All right.
Yes, sir. Yes.
I can't wait.
I'm going to bed. Good night. I'm going to take my
yeah,
look
forward to it. You guys
thank
look
you,
forward
man.
To
it. Behave, dude.
Yeah, he's fighting.
Oh, my goodness.
This is Rob. You need to behave. You need to behave.
And I hope one of these days.
It's not like
Gary,
I didn't have a
Gary
picture of Serena Williams or something like that to show you or something. Come on.
Don't get in trouble again. Yeah. Don't get in trouble again, Drake. We're getting off before we get in trouble. Good night. I love y'all. I'll talk to y'all later.
I'll
find
the
picture next one.
I'm not healthy.
Yeah, bye.
Good night, y'all.
Good night.
See ya.
Good night, y'all.
Good night.
You're in trouble. Good night. Rob, you're in trouble, bro. Good night, bro.
The meeting has ended.